My guest is detective novelist Sarah Paretsky. She's one of a growing number of female detective writers who are bringing women detectives into the genre. She's just completed her fourth novel about V.I. Warshawski, a former Chicago public defender turned private eye. V.I. is as tough as some of Chicago's worst neighborhoods, can hold her own in a fight, and packs a gun. When I spoke to Sarah Paretsky, I asked her what intrigues her about detective novels.
One of the things I think is that in an age where the New Yorker runs nothing but minimalist fiction, we're really looking at a form that still tells a story. And I think that contrary to the popular trends in mainstream fiction, that many people still like to read a story.
When you read mysteries or detective novels written by men, how did you feel about the women characters and how they were portrayed?
What you see over and over again, especially in hard-boiled fiction, you have a woman who comes in, is deceptively, sort of virginally beautiful, and yet ends up being the main bad character. And what you're seeing is a woman who is sexual, and because she's sexual, she's evil. And the man has to overcome her evil through really physically conquering her, and he may also sexually conquer her. Another way that women often are portrayed in this type of book is as the opposite, that is, the woman who does behave very chastely, and yet what happens to her is that she can't solve her own problems. She doesn't generate evil the way a Bridget O'Shaughnessy does, but she can't fix what goes wrong with her.
One of the ways in which your novels differ from the traditional mystery novels as opposed to the hard-boiled novel is that in the mystery novel, when there's a woman detective, she's usually analyzing the situation, discovering clues, solving the mystery, but she usually doesn't get physically involved. She doesn't get beaten up. She doesn't carry a gun. Not the Agatha Christie type of detective. But your detective, V.I. Warshawski, carries a gun and gets involved in fights and knows how to fight back. Why did you want to actually put her into the action like that?
I think it's the kind of story that I'm telling, Terry. If you look at the hard-boiled story versus, say, the classical, the Peter Wimsey or the Miss Marple, to pick the woman character kind of story, your detective really is detached in that classical kind of story. But that type of story also depends on a certain way of looking at life. And it says, hey, you know, people generally work together for justice. There generally is a well-defined social order. Murder upsets that social order, and the detective, acting as kind of a deus ex machina, comes in and makes everything tidy. Well, the hard-boiled world says, you know, basically, the forces of justice are just as corrupt as everyone else around them. And that's the famous Down These Mean Streets essay that Raymond Chandler wrote. And if you live in Chicago, you have to realistically say that the kind of story you're going to write had better be with a hard-boiled detective who's really able to get down in the muck. She has to be able to defend herself, and that in part means carrying a gun. Because even though she's very fit, no fit woman is a match for a strong man in good physical shape. And a gun sort of can help her lower the odds in a really extreme confrontation.
It was not just any gun you have her carrying, a Smith & Wesson.
Well, I guess that seems like just such a good American gun to me. I always think of Frankie and Johnny. You know, she took out her Smith & Wesson and taught that bad boy a lesson.
Did you have to learn a lot about guns in order to write these novels?
I didn't know enough about them when I started writing them. A very nice police sergeant in Chicago has taken me down to a firing range and shown me how to use the model gun that VI carries. And even though she carries what I found as the lightest model in the Smith & Wesson catalog, I still could not pull the trigger on the double action part. It takes a lot of strength in the tendons going up your forearm to squeeze a double action trigger. So I realized how much fitter VI was than I am.
Would you just basically describe the character, your detective, V.I. Warshawski?
V.I. physically is about 5'8". She weighs about 135, 140 pounds. I wanted to make her relatively large for a woman because I didn't want to have to deal with how a 5-foot-tall, 100-pound woman would handle physical attacks. V.I. is the kind, she looks like the kind of person that cheers you up when you see her because she's very healthy. She's not stunningly beautiful. She's not a Meryl Streep. And she looks good. She looks healthy. You like to look at her.
Can I ask you to read a section in which your heroine, the detective, gets involved in a fight?
I was mentally off balance and saw a tattoo coming only a second before he hit me. I rolled low off the chair onto his legs, upending him in a crash against the desk. I kept rolling and bounced to my feet. Pink Shirt was on me, trying to pin my arms. I kicked hard against his shin. He grunted, dropped back, and tried to slug me this time. I took the blow on my forearm, came in close, and kneed him in the abdomen. Tattoo was behind me, grabbing my shoulders. I relaxed in his hands, turned sideways, and slammed my elbow into his rib cage. He loosened his hold enough that I could wriggle free, but Sergio had joined the fight. He yelled orders to Pinkshirt, who seized my left wrist. Sergio tackled me around the waist, and I fell ungracefully, with him landing on top of me.
What are you basing your knowledge of this kind of fighting on? Do you have any experience with it?
I hate to say it, but I kind of imagine it and make it up. I'm very much a physical coward. When someone tried breaking into my husband's in my house a couple of weeks ago, when this kid broke in the middle of the night and we heard him and down in the hallway, I went screaming out the back door, trying to get the police. And then the next day, I thought, could such a wimp really write V.I.'s adventures, you know?
What does that bother you? I mean, you're writing it. You're not supposed to be living it.
Right, V.I. is my fantasy. She can look after herself. I think, God, if that punk had broken in and into her house, she would have taken out her Smith & Wesson and taught him a lesson.
Do you get a lot of letters from women detectives or police officers who've read your books?
No, I've heard from one woman detective who told me that she does criminal work in Boston, and she said the life of a detective is really far other than what I've depicted, but that she liked having a chance to see a woman in fiction who was a private investigator. For the most part, though, the people I hear from are just ordinary readers like me who've read the book and respond to it in some way.
One of the things you've probably had to think about while writing your novels is what exactly are the physical differences and the emotional differences between men and women? Have you come up with any new ideas about that?
I guess the thing that's of interest to me is in what ways does the fact that I'm a woman unconsciously influence the way that I'm writing my books? Carol Gilligan, I think her first name is Carol, wrote a book called In a Different Voice about the way that women think and react in comparison to the way men do. And she says that for women, connection is very important. For men, separation and autonomy. But one of the things that I see about V.I. is that she really does live in a world of connection. When I started writing my first book, I made her an orphan because I knew in the conventions of the form that the Hardwell detective was a loner and didn't have relatives around. But I found, actually, as I continued my writing, that she has a lot of friends, people that she interacts very closely with, and that relatives keep popping up out of the woodwork, or old neighbors, or people like that whom she's responding to. So that I think, in a way, unconsciously, my view of life as a woman has made V.I. operate far other than the typical male loner hero.
Thanks for talking with us, Sarah Paretsky.
Oh, my pleasure, Terry.
Sarah Paretsky's new detective novel is called Bitter Medicine. She spoke to us from the NPR Bureau in Chicago.